My name is Seth Miller, and I am 12, almost 13 years old. Today's date is November 26, 2017, and I am speaking with Stacy Miller, my partner, who is my mother. And we are recording this in Nevada Sparks. Tell me about your grandparents.
Well, my grandma, she came from, her dad came from Scotland and came here to California to work in the coal mines. And that's where he met my grandma's mom. And my grandma grew up through the Depression and was very poor and became a dietitian at a hospital and worked with people in the hospital. And my grandfather was a sheriff's deputy on my mom's side. Then on my dad's side, my grandma came from Kentucky, and my grandpa came from Germany, and he was in the Navy.
Interesting. Tell me about your traditions, like family and just all in all.
Well, as I've gotten older and had kids of my own, we've created a lot of family traditions, like having a spooky meal on Halloween and hanging our Christmas stockings and seeing if they're filled with presents Christmas morning, and just lots of little fun things that we really look forward to.
Tell me about your childhood home. What was it like?
It was a small home with two bedrooms, with just my mom and my dad and me. And my room was really cool because it had built-in cupboards and a window seat, which I really thought was neat. And it had a huge backyard, and I got to play with my friends in the backyard a lot.
Cool. How did this year's election affect you?
Well, I thought it was really great being Republican, to have a Republican president who won after having a Democrat president for the last 8 years. So I'm really excited about getting a Republican back in the White House.
Nice. Did you like school when you were growing up?
I loved school. I really loved my teachers and learning all the subjects, although I didn't like history and science as much, but I loved math and English and art and some of the more fun classes.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
My absolute favorite holiday is Christmas. For one, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, which is pretty special. But for two, I love decorating for the holidays. I love Christmas trees and stockings and having the lights on the house. And just everything about Christmas is just so much fun.
What jobs have you had?
Well, my very first job was working at J.J. North's buffet. So it was like a food buffet, and I ran the dessert line and even baked some of the cakes. And I've worked for McDonald's and Kmart and Macy's. But then my career has always been in working for colleges, a university and a community college, doing academic advising.
Interesting. What have you learned from being married?
Oh, being married is wonderful. You get to have your best friend with you all the time and experience life together. You have somebody that's always there for you when in happy good times and in sad hard times. You just always have someone to lean on and experience life with. It's the best thing that you could ever do.
Tell me how you met Dad.
Well, we actually met at community college. We were in the same art class together, and Dad sat a few seats behind me and noticed that this one guy kept talking to me, And he thought, wow, you know, she's pretty. I want to meet her. And so he actually told the other guy to back off, that he was going to ask me out. And he ended up asking me out, and we have been together ever since.
Wow. What advice would you give to a first-time voter? And, like, since the whole election thing this time was really crazy, like, what would you do for someone who voted, like, through that time and a first-time voter for this upcoming election?
The best thing to do with voting is to really read what's going on. Like, if you're voting for certain measures or things to pass, or voting for certain people, you know, you really want to see what they stand for, and you need to make up a decision. You know, you shouldn't just vote Republican because your family's always been Republican. You really need to see what your views and beliefs are, and then find the best candidates and measures that meet those needs. So it's very much about educating yourself and not just voting for whoever's cool or their name sounds good, because you have to take it very seriously.
What was technology like when you were a kid?
Well, when I was a kid, we didn't have computers. We actually still had typewriters. And then we finally got a computer, and really all it was for typing papers and maybe a typing game, like a word game. We didn't have anything like you have now. And then we finally got, like, really lame video games like Atari and Pong and, like, silly things. But we didn't have cell phones. We still had phones that you had to walk and answer, and they had the cord to the base. They weren't wireless, cordless phones. So we just didn't have all of the cool technology. Of course, we had a TV, and we had a telephone, and we had, you know, things like that, but nothing like we have now with the video games and the cell phones and the internet. It's pretty amazing.
So it's probably been, like, for you when you were growing up, seeing all the evolution that we've gone through, it's probably been amazing through your eyes to see all of it.
Oh, yeah. To see the graphics go from these flat, like, 2D images to where it feels like you're actually there and walking through this land. I mean, it's phenomenal. The advancements in technology are just mind-blowing.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was your childhood like?
Well, my dad worked two jobs, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So I had a really great relationship with my mom because she was there after school, and we hung out a lot together. And with my dad working two jobs, he wasn't home as much, so I spent a lot of time with my mom. And then my mom's mom, my grandma, Dorothy, because she retired as well. And then so she would come and get us, and we would go and do a lot of stuff, the three of us together. I was a only child until my mom and dad divorced when I was 12. And my mom remarried and had my brother and sister. So as a child, I was by myself except for my friends, and a lot of times just spending with my mom.
Could you tell me about Grandma Dorothy? I hardly know anything about her.
Grandma Dorothy was the best. She was like a second mom to me. She was the type of person that if you walked in her house, she would give you the shirt off of her back. She would make sure you had food, something to drink. You would not be hungry. You know, you would be comfortable. She would just, you know, give you a big hug. She was just great. She was a very loving, you know, funny. We'd have good laughs. Just genuine person. You would have loved her, and she would have loved getting to meet you guys.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Really, the most difficult moments have been losing loved ones, like Grandma Dorothy. And then we lost Daddy's mom, Nana. That was extremely hard to actually lose a mom. And then we lost my dad, Grandpa Ed, which was extremely hard to lose a dad. So those have been the most difficult times. And fortunately, Daddy's been in my life at every one of those times. So we've been together through those rough times, which has made it a little easier to get through.
What advice would you give to your teenage self? Like, did you do any stupid things back then and you would tell yourself not to do it? Or...
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're a teenager, you think you know it all. I would definitely remind myself that I don't know it all and probably not do a few of the things that I did. But fortunately, I was a pretty good kid overall and didn't do anything too crazy. But yeah, I would definitely, you know, just say, you know, don't take life as serious. Definitely have fun and hang out with friends and experience high school, go to dances and you know, maybe do theater or a sport or get more involved and just enjoy it. Because after school, you know, with working and being an adult, you just don't get to have those easy times anymore. So I would say definitely enjoy all those moments.
Well, for me... for me, but almost becoming a teenager, what advice would you give me?
Just that. You know, make sure if you want to keep playing your musical instrument, do that. If you want to do sports, do that. If they have clubs, go to school dances, hang out with friends, try to make lots of friends and not just isolate yourself to like one or two. And just try to really enjoy it. Find those things that you think are fun. Like I was on high school yearbook and did pictures and content in the yearbook. And just, you know, find those things to really make it fun.
Tell me about our family history.
Well, gosh, that could be a long... Do we have 3 hours?
Well, I mean, we do have 30 minutes, so...
Well, like on my side, as I started to tell you earlier with the grandparents, my mom's side of the family is Scottish and Irish and English. And my mom has a sister and a brother. My Uncle Gordon's already passed. He passed really young. But my Aunt Joyce is still alive, and of course Grandma Sally's still alive. And then on my dad's side, we have a lot of family back in Kentucky and in West Virginia, that were from there. And then Grandpa Ed's dad has family from Germany, and he was in the Navy. And he died when Grandpa Ed was only a teenager. So I never met him or knew him at all. I only knew Grandpa Ed's mom, my Grandma Virginia. And then, of course, on Dad's side, his mom's family is German and Italian. And they grew up in the foothills there in California in Angel's Camp. And Daddy's dad... also has Scottish, Irish, and English, and they found their way up to Angel's Camp, which is how Papa and Nana met, and my dad had a brother who also has passed, Uncle Jack, and then Nona has a sister and two brothers that are still alive, and then Papa has a brother that's still alive. And then, of course, you know, I have a brother and a sister, and Daddy has two sisters, and only Auntie Tammy has your two cousins, so we have a pretty small family right now.
Well, and that is it for our interview. So this interview is the Great Thanksgiving Listen, and I thank you for participating in this.
Thank you for wanting to know more about me.